Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Artificial intelligence. That's where we left off. That's where we left off last episode. So it's a good place to pick up on this episode. We talked about ChatGPT last week. So let me ask you this. Will AI be the next big sector to invest in? Because that's everything. It's always about, okay, I'll keep hearing about artificial intelligence, but how can I make money from it? Can I invest in it? Should I invest in it? So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, I think this, I want to officially say that I think the FANG era is dead, and we are now in the building stages of seeing the AI revolution take over. So, of course, Microsoft invested $10 billion into OpenAI. The top four is going to be a competitive landscape. I don't think one company is going to dominate it yet. It's going to take some time. But if you want exposure to it, the stock of the year that I picked, the top of the year, Microsoft, is a good way to get started. I think because there's going to be so much competition in the space and there's so much money flowing into the space, we're going to see a lot of players pop up with different iterations. So ChatGPT Pro is coming out soon. I heard that is amazing. There are some other versions that are allowing you to see, to be able to build businesses and some startup ideas that are floating around. I think AI, even though this isn't the true AI, if you will, this is like the consumer facing AI, but this is the next wave for this decade. AI is going to have a huge impact. And most businesses and tech have been ran off AI for a while. So Gmail, for example, has been run off consumer kind of facing AI for the last 5 or 6 years. But we're going to now see that at scale. It's going to impact the trade market. It's going to impact all startups. We talked about Google Docs and Microsoft Word integration. So Microsoft, Apple, and Google will be like the first three players that really get involved. But yeah, I think for over the next 5, 6 years, this is going to be one of the biggest sectors to invest in for the future.
Yeah, there's a valuable lesson to be learned in this. And that's follow where the money's going. That's one of those things that, you know, we learn in investing, right? Like what are the corporate companies doing? What are investment funds, hedge funds doing? And when we saw the investment that Microsoft made, it originally was $1 billion in OpenAI. And then that upped to $10 billion, which tells you the level of importance and the value that they see in it. But this is also something interesting that's happened. Every time we talk about ChatGPT over the past 3 or 4 weeks, people have been using it. It feels like, you know, like it's becoming something that's become a part of the conversation now, but I feel like people have been using it for the past year, if not 18 months. The more conversations we have about it, people are just talking about it in a sense like this is the thing of the future. If you haven't been on it now, you need to do the research. You need to be teaching people about it. You need to be teaching kids about it because this is the wave. Like there's so many things that are going to be automated. And we always talk about jobs that are being automated, but when we're talking about in the software industry, there's a lot of things that can be automated in that space as well. So definitely I'm with you on that. I think this is one of these sectors and one of these places in the future that we need to focus on.
So you said, all right, so let's peel back the layers a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You said that Fang is I don't want to misquote you. You said that Fang is over. No. What'd you say?
The era of Fang stocks ruling the tech sector is over.
Okay. So for anybody that doesn't know what Fang is Facebook, formerly known as Facebook, now Meta, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. So
the only two players out of those I love is really Apple and Google, and Amazon would be third. So, I will love Amazon more if Bezos comes back. So I know he's been on TRT or HGH, and whenever he leaves Columbia, well, with his significant other and comes back and runs Amazon will be my favorite three again. So
that was a tech cartel for the last decade that's pretty much running, that has ran the NASDAQ.
Yes.
And everybody, if you invested in those companies over the last 10 years, you made a lot of money. Obviously, you know, not so much this year, last year, but over the last decade, over the last 15, 20 years. So let's talk about this. All right. If those companies aren't the companies to invest in, and you should be investing in artificial intelligence, what companies should you invest in?
Great question. Apple, Microsoft, Google. I really believe that in the healthcare space, either United Healthcare or Eli Lilly will have a big push. And if I have to pick a fifth player, I think NVIDIA will have a tremendous impact in this market as well. Did you guys see the video that came out where you can like record and look off the screen, and then the AI will take it and have you looking camera facing? So I can like read a prompter here and it will make it seem like I'm broadcasting into the camera in real time. The technology that they are building in NVIDIA and for the consumer base that they have, it's going to have a huge impact. So when you have new technology come out, because I've been pushing this for the last year, a lot of American companies have not been as innovative as they should be. Therefore, they're going to buy or acquire the rights to a lot of the innovations that come out. And we're seeing this very clearly with Microsoft. I think NVIDIA will be that dark horse that does so as well.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. There's an article we put in the chat. It was that the semi space is going to be the new oil of the generation. Right,
so I love that.
If we're talking about AI, you know that we're going to need video cards and graphic cards that are going to be able to compute that.
And so you got to look what's going to actually create the infrastructure, right? So that's AI, we can say it's the way of the future. What are going to be the pieces that are going to have that running at a high level of functionality? And so semis, obviously, in my mind, make perfect sense.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at that industry. So NVIDIA is a good one. AMD, obviously, we are the top tools. But there'll be, you know, Taiwan Semiconductors in there as well. Those are spaces that I'm looking at, and we make no secret about it. And we, I think we spoke about this in our group chat. Shout out to everybody that was in our chat, the Market Mondays after our chat. The semis are still something. I know they had a pullback year last year, but we're talking about artificial intelligence, like I said, and technology. These are the things that are going to be making sure that it runs at a high functionality. So make sure that you're paying attention to that space as well.
So, all right. So you're starting five for the next decade. You're saying Apple, Microsoft, yes. NVIDIA, yes. United Healthcare.
Or Lilly and Google.
Eli Lilly and Google. Six. Six. Mm-hmm. That's just six that you're going with.
Yeah. So you're not, and that's why I was
you're not drafting any new players. You're just getting like veteran acquisitions. Right? Because none of these companies are new companies. So
that's a mistake to invest in new companies, usually.
It's a mistake to invest in new companies. Explain why it's a mistake to invest in new companies.
Let's say, hypothetically, a company wants to compete with Apple. I always say invest in companies that have the top five market cap because they can go buy up. Like, if, once again, if Tim Cook gets upset right now because of what Elon has been doing at Twitter, he can go buy Tesla today cash if he wanted to. Now, would they allow it, the sale to happen? Maybe not. But they have the cash on hand to do so. There's no different than Sony. Like if Lola Brooks becomes the new Nicki Minaj, yes, she can go independent, or Sony could come grab her, or Interscope can come grab her, and they can rebrand her in the light that they see, right? So we have to look at these major companies as the same way like a record label will run. So when 50 Cent wasn't the hottest thing on earth, Interscope did not fall off. They found other artists to invest in, another sound to invest in. So it's really about holding the companies that are innovative, but the ones that will acquire the innovation, like Napster, Winamp. None of those companies really benefited from the music industry, even though they were the pioneers that walked in streaming and sharing. Apple was the one that destroyed the music industry while profiting from it. I truly believe Microsoft and Apple will do the same thing in AI. And if the artificial womb plant, matrix plant, begins to happen at scale, I won't be surprised if Apple, Microsoft, and Eli Lilly move there as well. The companies with the biggest bags are usually going to win. It's been the case since the beginning of time. The players may change, but if you look at a company like IBM, when you don't shift, or let's say Salesforce or Adobe, if you don't transition fast enough, that's when you get left behind. That's when you don't invest in the new technologies that are there. The biggest companies are always going to win, though.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.